Now then, boys and girls, you remember last week we saw how God continued to lead the children of Israel in their journey out of the land of Egypt, where they had been held as slaves, and into the land of Canaan that he had promised that one day he would give them. The Lord then brought them out of the land of Egypt, and he led them through the wilderness. You remember how he provided for them. He gave them the things that they needed. And we saw last week how he protected them. And God did all of these things for the children of Israel until one day on their journeys they came to a place that was going to be a very, very important place for them. And it was going to be important because of what God was going to do for the children of Israel there. It was a mountain. It was called Mount Sinai. And at Mount Sinai, God was going to give the children of Israel his laws. He was going to tell them how they were to live so as to please him and to be his people indeed. And so when God had brought the children of Israel on their journeys to this place called Mount Sinai, then at Mount Sinai, God was going to give them his law. He was going to give them his rules. He was going to tell them how they were to live as his people. Very first thing that God did was this. He reminded them how good he had been to them. He says, "You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you in eagle's wings and brought you onto myself." Now, that's a picture that God was drawing for the children of Israel there. "How I bore you on eagle's wings," he says. And you know how, or you might not know, but an eagle takes care of its young. And very often young eagles, of course, can topple out of their nest, which is called a nere. And if they begin to topple down to the ground or flutter down to the ground, the mother eagle can come along and go right under the baby eagle, the eaglet, and bear it back up again to the nest, back up to the eyrie. And so God is saying to the children of Israel, "You see how I protected you. You see how I kept you. You see how I looked after you. I bore you up," he says, "on eagle's wings." So he reminds them, first of all, of how good he has been to them. And then he tells them how they must live in order to be the people of a God who had been so good to them. So he tells Moses then to tell the children of Israel to get ready, to prepare themselves to hear this law that he is going to give to them. They're to wash their clothes, they're to wash themselves, and then on the third day they are to come to the foot of the mountain of Sinai. Now God says you're not to come up into the mountain, you're not even to come and touch the very bottom of the mountain, but you're to stand at the bottom of the mountain itself. And so Moses alone went up into the mountain. The Bible tells us, boys and girls, that smoke began to come out off the mountain at Sinai. Indeed, that the earth began to shake. You know what an earthquake is? Well, there was an earthquake at Sinai that day. And then Moses went up into the mountain where God was in the mountain. And there God gave Israel his law. I wonder, do you know what that law is called, or another name for the law? I'm sure you do. It's called the Ten Commandments, the ten things that God wanted the children of Israel to know and to do or not do in their lives. And so he gave them the Ten Commandments. They were to have no other God apart from the Lord God himself. They were not to make any idols, any graven images. They weren't to take God's name in vain. That means they weren't to curse. They weren't to swear. They weren't to blaspheme the name of Almighty God. And they were to remember all of God's goodness. They were to honor the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. And they, as the boys and girls in that company and the children of Israel, they were to honor their fathers and mothers. God told them also that they weren't to steal, they weren't to tell lies, they weren't to commit adultery, they weren't to covet. All of these things God told them to do. And when God gave the children of Israel his law, the Ten Commandments, those were God's rules for them so that they might live the way that God demanded that they should live. Now, when you think of the Ten Commandments, two very, very important things to remember. The first one is this, really, that when a person becomes a Christian, that person then uses the Ten Commandments as a way to live. They can't keep all of the Ten Commandments, of course. Nobody can do that. But they try to live the way God has told them to live. And they try to do that sincerely. But then the other thing to remember is this, I say, when a person becomes a Christian, because the Bible tells us that no one has ever been able to keep God's law, God's commandments. And in fact, boys and girls, when we break God's commandments, any one of them, that reminds us that we are sinners and we need a Savior. When our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, he lived and he kept all of God's Ten Commandments, every one of them. And then he died on the cross as though he was being punished for our sins in not keeping God's law. So remember, none of us can keep the law of God, not one of us, but Jesus kept it. And for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, then we are accepted by God on account of him. So the children of Israel have come to Mount Sinai. At Mount Sinai, God gives his law, the Ten Commandments. We're to remember them. When we break them, any one of those things, if we take God's name in vain, if we curse or swear or blaspheme, if we steal, if we tell a lie, if we put up another God apart from God, if we don't love the Lord's day and the things of the Lord, all of these things remind us that we are sinners in need of a Savior. But Jesus Christ is our Savior in all of these things. May God help you to remember that which happened to Israel.